This is PCJ Radio International.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness. You're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Powell. Very nice to have you with me today for some music, some light chat, and we also have a guest coming up later on in the program, which we'll tell you about later on, obviously. I don't know if this has ever happened to you in the situation where you're about to do something and it just totally gets wiped away. What I mean by that is just before coming into the studio to do today's program, I was getting ready. Had all the music lined up, had a more or less an idea of what I was going to say. But then, just before the microphone turned on, I sat in the chair, sipped a bit of coffee, and said to myself, I just forgot everything. Everything just freshly went out of my mind and won't come back. So basically, I'm sitting here now thinking, what? There was something that I was going to talk about today that I just can't remember. And if you're listening right now and you have some sort of powers that can retrieve that information, let me know. It's very funny indeed. Not the first time it happened. I remember a number of years ago, I don't know if I think I've talked about it before, but I also work in television. And I do these commentaries on one of the local channels here in Taiwan. And there in front of me was the teleprompter. And the funny thing is I came, the camera went on, they said over to you, and I was doing the thing, and actually I forgot my whole commentary. And ended up, for 3.5 minutes, doing something else. It was very funny indeed. And actually, it worked out so well that they said, oh, you should be more spontaneous like that. And I went, well, not sure about that. Anyway, let's begin right away with our first piece of music today. And we're going to have a little bit of music by Burt Bacharach, the composer. One of his songs, it's performed by Dionne Warwick, Promises, Promises.
Promises, promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing. Promises, this is where those promises, promises end. I don't pretend that what was wrong can be right. Every night I'll sleep now, no more lies. Things that I promised myself fell apart, but I found my heart. Oh, promises, they're kind of promises. Those kind of promises take all the joy from life. Oh, promises, promises, my kind of promises can lead to joy and hope and love. Yes, sleep now, no more lies. Things that I promised myself fell apart, but I found my heart. Oh, promises, they're kind of promises can just destroy your life. Oh, promises, those kind of promises take out the joy from life. Oh, promises, promises, my kind of
Promises, Promises, Dionne Warwick, a song composed by Burt Bacharach, beginning today's edition of Happy Station. Hello and welcome. Yes. All right. Now, you know, while that song was playing, I remembered what it was we actually have on today's program. Coming up later on, Victor Gunatelica will be joining us again to talk about shortwave antennas. Now, as you know, we have extended our transmissions on 11835 kilohertz. And what is interesting is the response that we're getting. While it's true we're getting a response from people who have been listening to international shortwave radio for a good number of years, we're also getting a lot of people that maybe only have been listening over the past 2 years with a small portable, but would like to improve reception. So this gave me the idea that we should have Victor on, and we can talk about antennas and all kinds of things connected with that. Now, we have a few listeners right now listening to this program, which is sent to our partner stations, that have said it sounds different from the one that you do to Southeast and East Asia. Well, it is different. But we will have content going back and forth between the two. And so hello to you listening right now, the ones who tune to us on 11835 kilohertz between 13 and 14 UTC on Sundays. So you're hearing a different selection of music, a different selection of chat, but you may hear some of the same things, but it's okay. It is a good opportunity for you to, you know, get up, stretch your legs, go and get something to drink or whatever else, and then come back and continue with us. Now, let's continue with our next piece of music today, and then we will get to Victor Gunatelica. We are in the midst right now of actual summer, as I've said before. And we just had the worst week. I think it was even worse, than any week last year, I remember. Not a very high outside temperature, but just blech. Oh, just absolutely muggy. It was just absolutely pathetic. And so far this year, as I've talked about in past years, we do live in a typhoon area. We've actually had, this week, the second typhoon that was forming. Luckily, they haven't been big ones. They're sort of like tiny little ones that just kind of blow a little bit of wind and then kind of vanish. And somebody asked me before, what is it like, you know, experiencing a typhoon? Well, typhoons are bad and they do cause a lot of damage. And of course, people do die with them. That's the negative side. But there is an upside to it and a funny side to it. Here in Taiwan, we have more motor scooters than any other country in the world. And I remember the funniest sight that I saw 4 years ago during a typhoon and as I was going for a walk, which was crazy enough in itself. There was a row of scooters. The wind was so strong and it blew one down. And it was like watching dominoes going down. It was quite funny. Just one after the other, top, 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 top. And they all sort of fell down like dominoes. Quite extraordinary, and I did take some video of it with my phone, which I love showing people because it's quite amusing. Personally, myself, the area of Taipei where we're located, it's always windy anyway because we're always surrounded by mountains. So when we get typhoons, the wind just doesn't blow in one direction. It's blowing from every direction. And I see typhoons as just an excuse to go see another movie. Yeah, that's what people do here, you know. Typhoon season, it's usually a day off work. And you go shopping or go see a movie. Of course, there are areas of Taiwan where there is damage, landslides and everything. But here anyway, you know, just sort of enjoy the day. The problem we have here is not really the wind so much, but more the rain. Yes, we had a tremendous amount of flooding last summer at around this time. There was a small typhoon, and the viaducts that are around our area failed miserably. And a couple of the streets nearby turned into little rivers, which was quite a sight in itself. The pictures are posted, by the way, at pcjmedia.com. Do go and check it out. Quite interesting. Anyway, time now for music. Here's BJ Thomas, and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. With a lot of wind, oi.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but
doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
BJ Thomas, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Now to talk a little bit about International Shortwave Radio. As I mentioned earlier, we've had a fair amount of people writing in, talking about asking us questions about antennas to hear the program. Many people have the misconception that you need a lot of space to string up an antenna. This is wrong. Of course, if you do have the space, do take advantage of it. This is, of course, a problem that many people have living in cities. Now, where I live, on my rooftop, there is quite a very funny sight. And there's a number of different antennas. And I remember when I moved into the building a few years ago, I was standing near the lift elevator, getting ready to get in, and I did. And all of a sudden, a woman who lives on the floor below me, she started asking questions, and I mean, I was being very silly that day. And she said, "Oh, what kind of work do you do?" I said, "Oh, you know, work in communications." And she said, "What are all those antennas on the roof?" And I said, "Well, can't talk about that. I shouldn't even have told you that." And then I got off the lift and went. Well, I think this got her mind working, because all of a sudden, she started. she's a nice woman, but likes to gossip a bit. And all of a sudden, I think, just started telling people that I work for some intelligence service, which is very funny indeed. Especially in the summertime when I'm sitting on my balcony, or even in the winter, and I'm listening to all kinds of strange sounds coming from places and noises and things. It gets her mind going. So we are going to talk about antennas, and we're going to be speaking to somebody who's been on this program many times before. Well, we're now joined again by our good friend Victor Gunatelica, all the way at his home in Sri Lanka. Victor, the last time you were here, we were talking about the response that we have been getting from the test transmissions from Trincomalee. And I think that now would be a good time to talk about how to improve your listening pleasure to these broadcasts from Trincomalee. As you're probably aware, Victor, many people, I mean, I've seen this in some of the letters and some of the emails that come in. People are living in places like Tokyo or Jakarta. They're living in a big city. And this is not the ideal shortwave listening environment.
Exactly, Keith. And looking through the big, huge number of reports I've been getting, most of them are city dwellers there. And they have two main problems. They either use a little portable radio or even maybe a communications type, but they have a problem of antennas. To where do I put my antenna? Some people have problems with the city council. They wouldn't allow you to have an antenna outside, even if you can just string a piece of wire outside your window to a telegraph pole. And then the other main problem is electrical noise. Now, almost everybody is plagued with this problem now, electrical noise. And if you don't have an external antenna, if you're just depending on the telescopic whip, what happens is our signal, or most signals that come in, are not enough to override the noise level, so that sometimes you are battling with the noise 50-50, sometimes you are completely covered, and other times you just manage. So the main thing is, if you have a portable radio, you are living in a city apartment maybe, you need some form of external antenna. Now, I'm not going to tell you to buy a Yagi antenna or big, no, just something simple. Try at least throwing a piece of wire outside your window if you can, or even inside your room, maybe like a loop experiment. That's the only thing I can give you as a positive response. And there are some antennas, commercially made active antennas, small loops, and things that you can hang on your curtain pole. Now, things like that will definitely increase your signal level, but sadly, sometimes it also increases the noise level. We are living in city apartments and in houses with lots of electrical appliances, and we have what we call a noise halo, and we live within that. If you can throw an antenna away from your house, maybe bring a lead in underground or just at ground level, a coaxial cable or something, and connect onto your antenna, that might improve the situation. And connecting, most portables might have an external connecting point, a screw maybe, or jack or something. Very often it comes with a little package that you get with the radio, an external wire. Now, what I am trying to tell you is, please don't throw it out to the best direction you think is right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, try it in different directions.
Well, you know, you and I we're kind of lucky because I live in an area of Taipei, and I live on this apartment complex, and I think my neighbors must think I'm part of some intelligence service because of the antennas that I have on the roof. But you know, it's funny because just the other day, Victor, I was thinking about the very first antenna that I actually built for myself. The radio, this is going back to the late 70s. The radio was an old national radio. And the reception, this is when I was still living in Canada, the reception in the area where I lived was good, but I wanted to improve it. And somebody had told me something, and this was done during the Second World War in certain parts of Europe. Because many of our listeners may not know, but during the Second World War in Europe, countries that were occupied by the Nazis, they made radio listening illegal. So it was illegal to listen to the BBC and other stations that were broadcasting to Europe at the time. Now, what people did was they had to create, to make external antennas, but make them not seem like external antennas. Mm-hmm. And one idea that was given to me, and it truly works, is you build a clothesline, the kind of thing that you hang your laundry on. And you have a pulley at one side, a pulley at the other, so you can actually string your laundry along and move it along. And depending on what kind of clothesline you use, now you cannot use a rope-type clothesline because that's just not going to work. You have to use a wire-type clothesline. And it works well. And I built one myself that we even used at home to hang laundry on.
Yeah, and if the clothesline antenna, you're using the wire, has insulation, absolutely perfect. You don't have to strip the whole thing. Some people ask, have I got to strip the wire so that the bare copper or whatever has to be exposed? No, negative. Just throw it and put your laundry, your best shirt out, and it might even improve your reception.
That's right. I mean, there's so many things that could be done. And just recently, Victor, I was telling you about an antenna that I'm using on one receiver. And when we were looking for an FM antenna for our FM relay here in Taiwan, I came across a one-quarter wave FM antenna. Now, people listening right now may not know, but if you have an FM antenna, a quarter wave, all antennas, especially for FM, they're different lengths depending on what frequency you're broadcasting on. So if you're broadcasting, let's say, at 108.2 FM, the antenna is a lot shorter than an antenna that's, let's say, broadcasting at 88.5 FM. So I set up this antenna, Victor, and I thought, well, look, if I can use it to broadcast, maybe I can use it to receive shortwave. So I set another one up, and it's connected with a BCN connection to the receiver. And I have to tell you, it is my best operating antenna.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you say. You know, sometimes anything can work best. Sometimes it will be disastrous. I remember somebody swearing that his old iron bed frame was fantastic. And somebody else saying his grandfather used an aluminum pole as a walking stick and he could connect that and that would give him better reception. So I mean, whatever you do, a little bit of extra wire or, as you say, an FM antenna. You have an FM antenna or even your TV antenna sometimes. Anything. It all depends. course, and a good point that you brought up is depending on the frequency, the antenna length. Yes, the frequency, the meter band, the megahertz, and the kilohertz, all the your band you're listening to has a direct relationship to the length of your antenna. So different lengths. So Keith, I really would ask my friends there, our listeners out there, please read a little bit about the antenna. It's not highly technical. You have some simple articles on the internet and you can educate yourself and get the best out of the radio and get our signal a little stronger.
Now, let's talk about one thing, Victor, that a lot of people would bring up. Now, this is something here in Taiwan that I have to do, and I'm sure that you have to do it in Sri Lanka, because of we're now in a time of year where we get a lot of rain, a lot of thunder and lightning storms. So grounding, of course, is very important.
Yes.
Do all antennas have to be grounded? Because I know that some people are wondering, well, if I of course have 150 meters of wire, I can understand, but let's say it's only 1 meter or 2 meters. Do all antennas have to be grounded?
Well, if it's a matched antenna, for instance, if you are using a long wire antenna, there's no need to ground it. But if you are going for a specialized antenna, if you are using a dipole, or if you are using a special antenna, a good design, a matched antenna, definitely you have to ground it, because the grounding part is also an important part of the antenna design. But if you are talking about simple antennas, throwing a little piece of wire, not necessary. Some radios cannot be grounded at all, unfortunately, the little portables and all that. So it all depends on what type of antenna you're using.
We have a letter here that came from a listener in Japan. His name is Toguri, and he lives just outside of Osaka. And he lives in a house that he's been living in for a number of years, and he's been a regular shortwave listener since the 1970s. And he doesn't have much space to string a long wire antenna. But you know what he built? Because, you know, when they send in reception reports, you find out really interesting things, Victor. He built an antenna using wire coat hanger that he keeps in his attic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he uses to listen.
Yeah. Just move it around sometimes. You know, might maybe for PCJ, the best direction of the coat hanger might be near the window because we are beaming from Trincomalee, but it may be for Radio Australia, another point. So excellent. That's innovativeness. Great. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you, this is something that I actually would like to know myself. Are there any materials that an antenna, of course, don't mention obvious ones like rope or string or wood, but are there any type of metals that should not be used for antennas because they will create more noise than there should be?
Well, yes, definitely. I would ask you not to use plain galvanized wire because it will give you more noise than signal. You know, it's all about conductivity. If you can afford copper wire, excellent. Aluminium wire, fine. But just steel wire, it's not worth the length of the wire that you'll have to throw in. So I would say, I mean, today you can easily get some copper wire, you know, electrical wire, insulated wire, lamp cord, just buy a few meters of it and try it. It's not worth going in, throwing even 100 meters of galvanized wire. It's cheap, but it won't do you anything very good.
You know, I was checking some of the reports that we get from Japanese listeners who mentioned the radios they use and the antennas. And one antenna that keeps coming up quite often is an active shortwave antenna that's made by Sony.
Yeah, in one, okay?
Which is fantastic. I have one myself. They're a little bit difficult to find if you live outside of Japan, but I'm sure that you can order them online. I think they range from around $100 to $150, but they are probably one of the best portable active antennas on the market.
Definitely. And I agree with you, because when you just started to come up with, I knew what you were going to say about the Bode and the Sony A-in-1. Excellent. I think if you might do a piece on that, Vicky.
Well, you know what's nice about it? I mean, if I'm in my living room and I have a balcony, right, there's a little suction cup that I can put on the window and just hang it right on the window.
Yeah, and you can even change directions. That's what I said, hanging it, changing directions there. Maybe a window might be too close to some electrical appliance. So even the active antenna, if you move it around here and there, and also the other thing is, of course, it's a portable. If you're out in the garden, one place will be better than the other place or worse. So you have to move around.
And I think, Victor, with that, we have to end. You know what we should ask our listeners to do, Victor?
Experiment.
I think they should experiment and also let us know what kind of antenna they're using. And, you know, if they can send a picture along, then perhaps we can create a small page at the PCJ site, pcjmedia.com, and post it there.
Yes, excellent idea, Keith, because very often the reports, they don't have a picture, and we had to imagine, and it'll be absolutely wonderful if you see a picture of the people who listen to us. Tremendous. I love that.
All right, Victor, thank you very much. And you'll be joining us again very soon, I hope.
And once again, thank you very much to all those who have written in with their reception reports. I handle their internet reports. And I can assure you, everyone gets a QSL.
Okay, Victor, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Nice to be on the show.
And that was our good friend Victor Gunatelica joining us from his home in Sri Lanka. Now time for music. Here's The Girl from Ipanema, played by the composer himself, Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Cheia de graça é ela, menina que vem, que passa num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, porque estou tão sozinho. Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. Ah, beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo inteirinho se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Por causa do amor. Thank you. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo inteirinho se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Por causa do amor. Por causa do amor. Por causa do amor. Por causa do amor, por causa do amor, por causa do amor, por causa do amor, do amor, do amor, do amor.
Girl from Ipanema, played by the composer himself, Antonio Carlos Jobim, here on your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. We've had quite a few interesting reception reports and letters that from listeners that came in from our broadcast to Southeast and East Asia, and you learn all kinds of things about listeners, and it's the wide variety of jobs that people do that are listening. We have listeners who do and own little snack shops. Wahid, who does that in Bangladesh. To listeners in other parts of Asia and other parts of the world who are things like doctors and lawyers. So it's a real wide variety of listeners. And some of them, we've been sending out these, of course, after they get the QSL card. Some of them have also been receiving little extras from time to time because we can't just send it out to everybody because then we'd run out too quickly. But we do have some of the original Happy Station show promotion material that we have been sending out to listeners. These are new items that have just extra stock that was standing by that we've been sending out. QSL cards and things of that nature. And speaking of QSL cards, by the way, we do issue one for our shortwave broadcasts, and we have a new one that's coming out very soon. And it's an interesting one. The only thing I can tell you is that it was a QSL card that was first issued in 1931. 1931. Yes, 1931. And it is, in fact, the original Philips Radio PCJ QSL card that was sent out, and we managed to get a decent copy of it that was in good enough condition that we were able to work on it and to reissue it, and it is quite fascinating, and I think a lot of people will like to have it because it hadn't, well, they have, many people probably hadn't seen it. There are very few that are out there, and I don't think there's any that are online. Posted anywhere, so we've sort of dug it up. We're going to put our logo on it and then remove the Philips radio thing, but we will be issuing that. Now, if you want to hear these transmissions, tune on 11835, that's 11835, between 13 and 14 hours UTC on Sundays. Now, we may be changing frequency for the week after this, in 1 week's time, to get a clearer channel. But you can find all the details at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. Just go to pcjmedia.com. Time now for music. Here's Irene Cara with the theme song to the movie, Fame. fame, Irene Cara. I don't know how many of you listening right now, especially listeners to this program in Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom or Canada, remember a TV show that was called The Goodies that starred Tim Brooke Taylor, Bill Oddie, and Graham somebody whose name I can't remember. It was a very interesting sketch comedy show, but each episode did have a plot. And I remember watching the show when it was originally on many, many years ago. And quite recently, one of our listeners in the UK asked me if I'd seen the show. And I said, oh, of course, I remember it very well. And because he sent me an episode that they did that was called Radio Goodies, which is funny. They wanted to create a pirate radio station. But what they did is they created it sort of as a submarine that was below the sea, and they were planning to go head to head with the British Post Office, which at the time was were controlling radio frequencies in the UK, but not anymore, of course. This is in the 60s, 70s, and all that. And what was funny about the whole thing is they say the Radio Goodies, and I was going to walk in the Black Forest. And the only record they had was Walk in the Black Forest. So it was the same song that was being played over and over and over. If you want to see something very funny, go to YouTube. Do a search for The Goodies, episode Radio Goodies. Goodies, or The Goodies, episode Radio Goodies. You will definitely have a jolly good laugh watching it. It is very, very funny. And I would also check out some of their other episodes as well. It's brilliant stuff. Absolutely brilliant. Do go and check it out. You'll really like it. All right. We now have a request that came in. This is somebody who, by the name of Shelley, and she listens to this program, and she also listens to the jazz program, Jazz for the Asking. She lives in California in the United States. And she actually made a request for the two shows. She said, can you play something by Chet Baker in both programs, because I listen to both. But she said, the songs that I want to hear are Let's Get Lost, which we used in Jazz for the Asking. And the one that she wants to hear in Happy Station is You Don't Know What Love Is. So going out to you, Shelley, here's You Don't Know What Love Is, the one and only Chet Baker.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues, until you've loved a love you've had to lose. You don't know You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost, until you've flipped your heart and you have lost. You don't know Do you know how a lost heart fears the thought of reminiscing, and how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing? You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, you don't know what love is. Don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you've faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, how could you know? What love is, what love is.
You don't know what love is? Chet Baker. Now, we still have time for one more piece of music, and people know that I am a fan of the Beatles. And can I play a song by the Beatles, a very interesting one? And, well, I have one here. Actually, the song is by the Beatles, but it's not performed by the Beatles. It's performed by a group from Japan called The Burns. I saw her standing there.
One, two, three, four. We'll be right back.
the Burns from Japan doing a very interesting arrangement of the Beatles. I saw her standing there, and I should mention that, yes, while they were singing in English, they couldn't speak English. They learned the song phonetically, and I have to say they did a pretty good job. All right, we are now out of time. If you wish to contact us and let us know what you think of the program, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And while you're online, check out our website, pcjmedia.com. And if you are on Facebook, do sign up for the PCJ Media Radio Facebook page, which I'm just tripped that up completely. Do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio in Facebook. Click on Join the Group and come in and have some very interesting discussions. Well, I'm going to leave you right now. So until next time, so long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And sayonara.